We're on Daf Nun Amud Beis. Let us first learn over the Taisvus and then we'll go to the Gemara further. We had heard Rab Chiya Bar Yosef said over that Rav Zon Mechitid Aliyah, and we did not know Pshat in this Maise. If it's speaking about that Rav said that Bonos could be Nizin from a Taltalim, this was a later takone, even though at Naik Suba is Nizin Minakalke, but they made a takone that Bonis could be Nizin Minametalpulin, or maybe Pshat in Rav was that he said that they could be Goive Palnose, that's the Tzolch in the Suin, the Nadin from Metalpulin. Gemara did not know Pshat in Rav. So the Gemara wanted to be Peshit, because the Gemara brought a memory from Shmuel that there was metaltalim, and they came to Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "Oma alu zil zayn," and Shmuel said that they should be nizen from the metaltalim. "My lav lemezayni," so the Gemara said. So mestame he means that one can be goyve mezaynis from the metaltalim. So the Gemara is matre. Loi hasam lepanosa avoy Shmuel taime. So let us see the next to the last taisus. V'amalei zil zayin. V'im taima. So taisus asks, "Umay ulme hode Shmuel? Why is Shmuel better Yosef mehi de Rab Yitzchak ba Yosef?" The miboy lon isova rav kevosei. That means we had a shaila. What does Rav hold? Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef says that they made a takone that bonis could be nizin mimetaltum. That's what Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef says. Now we had a shaila. Does Rav hold like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, or doesn't he hold like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef? That was the shaila. So the Gemara brought a raya that Shmuel holds that the bonus can be nizin mimetalpulin. Fine. But what is Shmuel isn't any better than Rab Yitzchak bar Yosef. Rab Yitzchak bar Yosef also holds the kibbinizin mimetalpulin, but we're calling a shaila, what does Rav hold? So how does this help the situation to be mevara to us what Rav holds? That's the Yisrus Kasha. Ve'im taima omai ulme hod Shmuel Yosef he the Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef the miboylon isova Rav kevosei. We know there is such a shita, but we had a shaila. Does Rav hold like him? So if you'll tell me that Shmuel also holds like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, that still does not prove that Rav holds like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, and that's our shaila. B'yeshloima b'shem the Shmuel ovid uvde. Now the Gemara is bringing a guy b'Shmuel. It's not Shmuel lemaise paskin like that lemaise. There was a maise shahoya, maise minei leimistava lei the Rav poligad Shmuel. That means if Shmuel already did a maise, it's not only samozay b'shita held like that, but lemaise paskin that the bone should be goyvim imetaltalim. So then it's mistava that Rav isn't chaylik on Shmuel. The belavochi mashmet the Rav zon heine mezaynis. That means betzem the loshen of zon is mashmet mezaynis. El the miboyilei mishim dlei nechelei lemei mishiachlik lav ala mishne. The shaila was, even though the mashmois haloshen is that it means mezaynis, but leidach gise, it's not mistava that Rav will be chaylik on the stam mishne. Diktoni the mezaynis abonis havik hirushes b'nindichim. Umay siraye mishmul David uvde. We see that Shmuel himself did paskin lahalochem. That bonus on this mina metalpli bochanami motzus of a rab kidemash malishne the zon rab the sovereign they hold achre kein shino at the kone. That's right. The Mishnah holds that Medina bonus can only be given min hakarka, but later they were mishana this takona. So if we see Shmuel Ovedovde, so it's mistavel that Rav also held like Shmuel, the Loshen is mashma like that, and we see that Shmuel Lemaise paskin like that. Vim taima, Beheche mashme milse de Shmuel da mazil zoin de mazoinis mamish koma yeisim im milse de rabchia ba yeisim de koma rabzom. Now, so Tai says, what's the hava mean of the Gemara? The Gemara is matre, that zon doesn't mean mazoinis, zon means parnose. But what was the hava mean of the Gemara? Rav also, it says rav zon mechiti dali. And that was the shaila. Do you take the word zon literally, or do you say it means parnose? So now you find the same word by Shmuel. So how could you be poshet from the Loshen of Shmuel more than we have a suffix in the Loshen of Rav? V'yesh loyme desvorohu b'shoshe poise keiro, yesh loy lifsoik b'loshen deleke lemitri. When the person says a psak, so the psak should be clear. Hilkach ike lemeime tvei dezil zoin mamish koma. That means, since the mashmois aloshen was zil zoin, and this was the psak that he said, when a person paskins, he should say a clear loshen. So memele, if he said a loshen that's mashme, that it means mezainis, we can assume it means mezainis. Aber rabchia ba yosef o yoshoine kabolose bleihoye kol kach medagdik b'shoine. This is not the loshen of Rav. Rabchia ba yosef just says over that Rav zon michiti de aliyah. So he's just relating what he was mekabel. So therefore, one cannot be so medayik from the Loshen. Omar lohu zilu ahadru. Now, we heard that the Gemara brought down that the Daini, the Nardoi, the Daini, in the Pumpadis Agvi Rafchon about Bizne, they were Goive Metaltalim from the Yesaimim. Rav Nachman told them, Zilo Ahadru, make sure that the Yesaimim get back the Metaltalim. Viloi Magvina Luchula Padnaichu Minaichu. So Taisvus says, Omalu Zilo Ahadru, Toyin Bidvar Mishne Choshevlu Rav Nachman. He held that this was a Torah Bidvar Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Chiyuv Mezoinis is equal to the Chiyuv Yerushas Ksubis B'Nindichim. Just like that's Minakaka, this is Minakaka. So you can't pass in Faket. So if you pass in Faket, then the Mishnah, so the Din is Chayza. He himself, since it's a Torah Bidvar Mishnah, he himself could have been marzer the din, ala shabali dinim lehoye shaimim leh kamele dayonim. The bali dinim would not listen to him, lekach kamelohu zilu ahadu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu da ose lekame de Rav Yosef. Someone came to Rav Yosef. Omalohu was also a maise for mezainis. Havu lo mitamri da albudye. That let her be gave the mezainis from the dates which were on a mat. They were drying on the mat. Budyas amachzelis. In other words, Rabbi Yosef said that she should be gave the mezainis from metaltalim. Omale Abaye. So Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, Ilu balchoiv have ki agavne mi have yoiv leima. I don't understand. If she would be a balchoiv, so you wouldn't say she should be goiva from the metaltlim. It's metaltli de yasmi. We'll see. In the chiyav mezoines is weaker than the chiyav of a balchoiv. So if by a balchoiv we don't say metaltli de yasmi mishtabdi le balchoiv. Zavadigivis by the Chiyuv Mezoinis, we zicher shouldn't say מטלת דייס מילה משתבדי לבעל חייב. אמר לי, so he said, you misunderstood me. דחוזיה לבודיה כאמינה. I don't mean that they were ready, the tamarim were cut and they were drying already on the machzelis, on the mats. I mean tamarim, which are about to be cut, but they're still mechuba. So memele, so this is karka. It's mechuba la karka ki karka. So memele, it's not metaltui diyasmi, it's karkois that the yisoimim yarshan from their father. So the Gemara asks, Saif, Saif, Kala Oimed, Ligzois, Kigazos, Domi. But if it's Chazi Labudye, that means that the Roy to be cut now, so there also is a din of metal to him. So Yosef answered him, Ditzricho Lidikla Kamin. I do not mean that they're about to be cut now. I mean, it still needs to grow on the deckel. So that sicha is a din of karke. And that I said that they should be goyve from these tomorrow. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mitamri dar budye shehen metaltalim. Budye machzolos, these are mats, shenoisnin tachas adkolim. You put them underneath the column, the palm trees, when you cut down the dates, you put these tamarim there, they should dry on these mats. So Abaye asked him, I don't understand. Ilu balchoyv have, kloima. Afilu balchoyv, sheyofe koichoy litroif mimishubodim. We find that a bal choiv is yofa koiche litchoiv mimishubodim. Eine goive mimetaltlim shal yisaimim. A bal choiv is goive mimishubodim. Afal pikein, metaltl diyasmi is not goive. Vizu tigve lemozein habonais. In this one she should be goive from yisaimim metaltlim. Shehura koichon eitzel mishabodim. She can't mon from mishabodim. So she should mon from metaltli the yasmi. So lecher, we have to understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is making a kalvachayma. That if a bal choiv can't be goiva from metaltli the yasmi, Savadi givis, the bonus zicha can't be goyve from a talto diyasmi. And what's the avadigiv is? Shehura koichon eitzel mishubodim. Because we see that they can't mom from mishubodim. Now, why? Let us just try to clarify two inyonim. Why can't they mom from mishubodim? So the Mishnah says in Masechtas Gittin, Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. That means they made a takone. Lekuches will never know how much of the karke is mishubed for the mezoinis habonis. So memela, we made a takone that the kedei the lekuches should not have a hefsid. We made a takone that they shouldn't mon from lekuches. Fine. Now let's go a step further. Why is there a loche metaltli diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchay? So poshet pshat is because the iker smiches das is on karke. You can't be mavriach karke. So memele nichse de inish inon arevin loy. The din shibud really is Megidrei Orev, that means just like, what's an Orev? An Orev is, I don't trust the Loive, but I'll lend the money because I rely on the Orev that if the Loive won't pay up, the Orev will pay up. So Nichsi de Inish Inon Arevin Loim. The Nechosim of a person, he's the Orev, that's the reason why a person lends money. He relies, he has Nechosim, so I'll be Goive from the Nechosim. Metaltalim, a person doesn't rely on metaltalim. Fine. So now, we have to understand the Kal Vachomer. There's a svare that metaltoi diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchai. There's a svare. There was no smiches das on the metaltoim. Fine. So that's the svare. So where do you have a Kal Vachomer? A balchai could be gaiver from lekuches because there's no tikkun ha'olam. Bonus cannot be goyva from lekuches because there is a tikkun ha'olam. But where do you see that bonus hura koichem? I mean, we don't find there's no. They made a. You can't mon from lekuches because of tikkun ha'olam. So where do you have a kal vachomer? I mean, the same svara that applies by balchai applies by bonus. It's not a kal vachomer. The Loshen of Rashi weiss tachoish, Loshen of Gemara would seem, Ilu balchoi vave, and this is worse than a balchoi. Faked Rabbi Kebege asks Akasha, he understands this, since Nebuch, they can't mon from Lekuchas, maybe they could mon from Metaltli the Yasmi, I mean, but that's Rabbi Kebege's Akasha. Elulei de Mistafine, perhaps, Pshat and Rashi is, there's a Mechudishtike Rashi in Mesechtes Baba Kame. But Rashi says this. Rashi on Mesechtes Baba Kame, Daf Yedalad Amad Beis, says as follows. Metautli di yasmi loy mishtabdi, the ikel lemeima acha misas aviem konum. That's what Rashi says. That means as follows. That means a karke, let's say if the father owned the property. You know this property belonged to the father. So mamela, the father died, so this karke is meshubit. When we talk about metaltalim, we're talking about 20 apples, so the shaila is, Did these 20 apples belong to the father? And it's Meshubit. This is metaltalim that belong to the father that became Meshubit. But maybe the Yosemim bought these 20 apples. By metaltalim, it's very difficult to pinpoint to say these are the apples of the father. So it would seem from Rashi, the ikel meimach hamisas aviyim konum. I saw in Deutsche Meforshia Talmud, someone wants to say this, Pshat and Rashi, that Chazal made a loy plug. That means even if I'll know that these metaltalim, I know klor, these metaltalim belong to the father. But since metaltalim is in Yisod an object that you could be goyvish aloy kedim, it could be these metaltalim are the metaltalim that the Yisayman purchased La'achem Yisusaviyim. So Chazal made a takone that you're not goyve from metaltlim. So Bemison, this is also a tikkun ha'ilam. Does that mean tikkun ha'ilam? It's a takone for the Yisayman. That means you'll say metaltlim to Yasmi, you'll be mishubit. So you'll take away, come about that you're taking away nechosim which tak are not mishubit. That's why Chazal said metaltlim to Yasmi lo mishtabdi. So then perhaps we could understand the Kal Vachomer. So we see like this. By a Bal Chayv we never see because of a Tikkun Ha'olam, they were Mafkiya the Schus. It could be there's no Tikkun Ha'olam. But we do see by Metaltalim that they were Mafkiya the Schus al Tikkun Ha'olam. So Bonis, Shehura Koichan Eitzel Meshabodim, we see already als the tikkun ha'olam of the lekuches that were mafkiya the schus. So now they should zicher be mafkiya the schus als tikkun ha'olam, not to be goyve metaltali the yasmi. So mamela then the hura koichen we could understand. We see we were mafkiya the schus for one tikkun ha'olam, so why shouldn't we be mafkiya the schus from another tikkun ha'olam? Perhaps that's Pshat and Rashi. Rabbi Kivege himself wants to say Pshat the Gemara, not like Rashi. He wants to say that the Kal Vachomer is as follows. He wants to say that a Bal Chayiv He says the shibud was already chal on the metaltalim b'chaye ha'ov. V'af al pikein, even though the shibud was chal mi'chayim, af al pikein, the metaltalim do not remain meshubud. So he says by mezoinis, there was no shibud b'chlal mi'chayim on the metaltalim. Just like subigufi says there's no shibud mi'chayim. So that means that's the Kal V'chaim. Madach Bal Choy, that there was a Shibud Michayim on the Metaltalim. Afal Pi came, when it goes over to the Yershim, we say Metaltal Di Asmi Loi Mishtabdi. Mezoinis Abbas, that there never was Chala Shibud Michayim. Avada Givis, that they should not mourn from the Metaltal Di Asmi. That's what Harabi Kevega says, Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see, Taisvis. Save, save, kolaimed, ligzais, kigozes, dummy. So the Gemara asked, it's still metaltalim. In fact, Taisvis, what's the kasha? Afagav, the plukte, the rameye, the rabbonen, he, beperik, shvus, adayonim. This island. If we say, kolaimed, ligzais, kigozes, dummy, here's a din metaltalim, is a machlekes tanoi. You have grapes which are going on a vine, which are oimed to be harvested. Does it have a halacha of metaltalim? And there's dinim in ishboin al metaltalim, ishboin al akarkois. The Ramei Yosova, kebetzure is domi. The Rabbon and Sovri, lav kebetzure is domi. So taker, there's a machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim. So, we should paskin like the Chachamim. That the Lav Kibtzur is domim. So, what's the Gemara's kasha? Soif, soif, koloi meligzeis kigos is domim. What's the kasha? Ramei holds like that. Who says we paskin like Ramei? Mikol mokim parichoche bepshites te chagos is domim kemoyshe perish Rabbeinu Chananel. The Mehid Perika Koines Kaimulon Hochi. From a Gemara in Babakame, we can see that we paskin this halacha koloi meligzeis kegozes domi. The Kamar Hosam, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ochlo Peres Gemurim, Mishalemes Peres Gemurim, Imso So, Imso Sayim, So Sayim, So let us just explain what the Taisvus is saying. There's a halacha in Hilchis Tashlumei Mazik that Shomin Lo Agav Sode. That means as follows. Let's say a behemoth will eat a patch of tomatoes. So you shots up, you don't figure out how much in the patch there's 20 tomatoes, you don't figure out how much 20 tomatoes are worth. No, the shuma is you figure out this kalke, how much was it worth together with the patch, and how much will the person deduct if he'd buy the kalke. How much would he deduct if it's missing this patch of tomatoes? Shomin lo agav are. That means there's a kule in tashlumi nizokim that you do not evaluate how much the nizik is really worth. No, you're shomin lo agav soda. You figure out how much the soda became nifchas because of the hezik, which is much less. That's a kule in shumas nizokim. But Rab Shimon said, that is dafke if these tomatoes are still in the process of growing. But what is if ochlo peiris kemurim? So they're oimedly botzer. So then we consider that they're betzuris already. And then we're not shom agav sode. That's what Rab Shimon says in peirik hakoinis, and we paskin like Rab Shimon. So the Bein Hananel says, so from this Gemara we see that la'alocha we paskim galoimed ligzeis ki gozus domim. So that's the mekir of our Gemara. Period. Avol ein loimer de bahanu די איקיימי מקרשי מיידי כולה אלמה דחה בצוריס דמי, maybe we'll say a different term. That the whole machloikis, Rab Meir and the Chachamim is they can still remain, even though the peiris nigma, but by remaining, they won't become niskalkal by remaining. So then there's a machloikis, so the Chachamim holds, so since they could still remain for another 10 days, without being niskalkal, they have a loch of mechuba. And Rameya holds no, since Lamaisa, they're ripe enough to cut, you have it enough tolls. But if you have Peiris, that if they'll continue remaining on the tree, they'll become worse, they'll spoil. So that could be everyone holds the Chibetzure's Domi. So we'll say that that's Pshat Na Gemara. Our Gemara understood that it is speaking about that if they'll remain on the deckle, they'll spoil. So Taisa says you can't say this. Aval ein loy mit de bahanu di kaime makrishi moidiku ma'alme de chibetzure is domi. De bashay leyech be kama de sanhedra mash mit de bahanami pligi. It seems that in a full on such a case, the chachamim hold that you look basher usham, and since basher usham de mechuba, says a din of karkin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu yosem v'yosem de osu lekame de rove. There was a yosem and yosem that came to rove. Omer lohu rove, and it seems the nechosim, and it seems there were metaltalim, were by an apetropis. Yosem v'yosem, Sarashi says, ach v'achais, v'nichseyem b'yad apetropis. The nechosim were b'yad apetropis. And it seems it was metaltalim. Omelu rove, helu liyosayim b'shvil yosayim. Now we're taking metaltalim for the yosim, for his mezainis. Now that's poshet, because the yosim, it belongs to the yosim. He kredin, he's a ben, so he yarshens everything. So Rove said, "Helu liyosim b'shvil yisayme." So what does Rashi say? "Helu liyosim mizaynis yisayrim." Shetizayin achayse imay. Take more than the yosim himself needs for the yisayme. So it would seem that Rove paskin that the mazayin abonish yimon from a tautalim. Omri le rabbon le rove v'omaru da omer mimikarki v'loy mimitautli. How could you say such a psak? You said that mozen abonis is only from karka, not from mitautli. Bein le mizoyni, bein le ksube, bein le panos, everything is only from karka. Omar lehu, so rove answered, that's 100% true. If the bonus would come to me alone, and they want their mezainis, I wouldn't permit them to be goyvim min a taltalim. But here the yosim was coming. Ilu rotsa shivche l'shamshay. The nechosim belong to the yosim. He's a ben. Now, he doesn't have control over the nechosim, the biyadim apetropis. But if he would come with a legitimate taine, he wants a shivche l'shamshay. Is mila yevina lei, so we wouldn't take from the money. That means this is a legitimate request. He needs someone to take care. So mimele, so we would take from the money that belongs to him, that is biyad apetropis, we take from that money in order to hire a shivche. Is koshke noche di ketarti. So if we'll take from this money, we'll take extra money for the mezainis habas, and that means that the money will be for him, and she'll eat with him. So lemaise, he'll gain a shivche. That means she'll take care of his anyonim already. So memela, so this is no shaykhis to what we're speaking about. He says, this is the Tzorech HaBen that his sister should have Mezoinis. So we're taking his money, not out of my Ksube. We're taking his money that his sister should be able to help him take care. Zogt Rashi, di ketarti achoisoi utishamshenu. Let us see further. Tana Rabbonu. Echad nechosim sheyesh lo machayis, ve'echad nechosim she'ein lehem machayis, moitzin lemozoin isho ulebonois divrei Rebbe. So we see Rebbe holds klar that you could mon mozoin abonois, what we had a whole pilpul before on the afnun amet beis. Rebbe holds you can man mozin abonis from the chosin shein lemachais from a taltalim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer Eimer, nechosim sheyesh lemachais, if you have kakois, moitzin lebonis min abonim. That means if the bonim yashin karkem, so, and the bonis need mezainis, you might see the karka from the bonim to give the mezainis habonis. Ule bonis min habonis. What's a le bonis min habonis? Let's see what Rashi says. Le bonis min habonim, le mezainis, le parnosa. We're talking about karka. Ule bonis min habonis. Rashi says, le ktanois min agdailis. If there was only daughters left over, im ein sham elo bonis. There's only daughters. Berziku gdoilis b'nechosef. Now, they were small daughters, they were ktanis, so they didn't have too much seichel or koyach to do anything with the Yerusha, and the big daughters took over. Is meitzin miyodom, so we'll take meitzin miyodom, v'chilkais b'shove, bonis mina bonis. We won't take from the older bonis mizaynis for the younger bonis. Sheina bonis nizaynis mina bonis is not like sube that bonis have to support the younger bonis. Fishakulan shabbos beyerusha. This is mamish yerusha. This you'll divide equally. So we might see. We're talking about a case of nechosim sheshel mamachayis. And if there were the, we might say, lebonais minabonais. Ooh, let's go further in the Beraisa. Ooh, lebonim minabonim. Now the same thing. If the father died and left over gedolim and ktanim, and the gedolim were machzik and the nechosim, so we'll take away from the gedolim the chelik haktanim. Ooh, lebonim minabonim. Ule bonim min habonis b'nechosim merubim. Again, let's say the bonis were gedolis, and they were marzik b'nechosim, and it's nechosim merubim. So by nechosim merubim, they only have a schus mezainis. The rest of the karka belongs to the bonim. So we'll take away from them their karka. I mean, they can have what they need for mezainis, but al kapon, the rest of the karka will take away and give to the bonim. Avoloi le bonim min abonis b'nechosim uvotem. If it's nechosim uvotem, that means there is not enough left over that the bonim will be able to be nisen afilu from the nechosim. There's only enough for the mezainis abonis. So then you leave it by the bonis. Forget they were magzik in the nechosim. And the nechosim belongs to them. Mitzat hakonos chachomim of nechosim muotim is abonis nizaynis v'abonim yishul ala psochim. That is by nechosim sheyesh lamachayis. Nechosim she'ein lamachayis, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer holds. Moitzien, now the father left over metalflim. Moitzien lebonim min abonim. Now, the first halach is good. Aistis, there were, the father left over metalflim, the older bonim were marzik in the nechosim. So Besen takes away from the older bonim, the chelik of the younger bonim, the equal yorshim. Ule bonais min habonais. The same thing if there were only daughters and the older daughters were machzik in the metaltalim. So we take away the chelik of the, from the older daughters, we give it to the younger daughters. Ule bonim min habonais. Now here we're talking about metaltalim. And the bonis were machzik in the metaltalim. So we take away from them. And we give it to the bonim. They have no right to take away. They don't have no right to be teifis metaltalim. Because they don't have a schus metaltalim. Avoloi le bonis min abonim. But if the bonim have the metaltalim, you don't take it and give it to the bonis. Because... Again, because Rav Shimon Elazar holds that they don't have a schus metaltalim. There's av al gav de kaimolon halochi kerebi mechaveiroi, och halochi kerebi Shimon ben Elazar. Here we pass on Rav Shimon Elazar, damarove, hilchese mimekarki, voloi mimetaltali, bein leksube, bein lemizoini, bein lepanosos. That's, it seems, how we paskin laloche. What does Rashi say? Labonim min abonim, lektanim min hagdoilim, lachlik bishove. Avoloi lebonim min habonois, benechosim uvotim. That we don't take away from the bonois, the karka that they were marzim, benechosim uvotim, she'ein bem kdeilos neilu veilu. That until Bogresh you don't have enough nechosim for both. So you, then the bonus everything team. Tamir abonan, abonas yezoinav, abonim yishua ala psochem. Lefanos ala nedunyim. Zog taisvis, mimikarki, veloi mimitaltali, bein lemezoinis, bein lepanosa. So it comes out that Rava holds that you don't mon mezainis from metaltalim. Vimtoyme kashe de Rava. The perik metzias isha posik Rava alochik Rabbi Yehuda. The oma yinosen lishniye kederech shenosan larishoine. Rava paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that bezden is oimed what the das of the Ov would have been if he would be alive. And therefore we say, Yinosan l'shni, k'derch shinosan l'rishayin. V'amrinen osom, the Shmuel, Rab Yehuda sfiralei. Shmuel also holds like Rab Yehuda. Alme sovarove, the shomin ba'ov, that we, when we pay up the bonus, we are mishaya by panosa. Here we're talking about panosa. We are Mishaya what the Ov would have given if he would have been alive. Ve'im kein, gav yemi metaltle kedem rinim bishmaitl. That's what we hear on the Gemara Daf Nunamid Beis. That according to Shmuel, who paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, by parnos al kaponim yegoy vevim metaltlem, because it is a din, yosham, what the father would have done if he'd been alive. So, and Rav also paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. So now we have a stira by Parnosa. He says, Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel says, you can give metal to him. Of course, Yosham, if the father would have been alive, he also would have given metal to him. And here, Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, by Parnosa, me mekar ki volei me metal to him. Maybe they're only Rav is saying b'shem Rav Chiz, but he doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda. Why does the Gemara answer that Rav himself does not hold like Rav Yehuda, only like Rav Chiz? So Tosfos answers as follows. The hod the oma rova hochi mi mekarki veloi mi metaltali, hainu bedeloi amidno. That is speaking about when we weren't mishaya. I don't know what the father would have given. The thing works with an oimid. So if we have clues how to be Meshaya, so that's one thing, then you can give metal to Moshe, aber mit der Loya Midne, so then you give Kalki. When we were Meshaya, she daitoi, she tigve mi metal to li. Priyagavne mafliga shas osam, and the Gemara makes such a chilek over there. Period. So Mamela, so now Shalom Yisrael. Benire. Now Taisva says the Bizmanaze, the Kulu Govi Mimetaltali Ksube Umizoinis Mitakonis Hagoinim. Bizmanaze, so Ksube Mizoinis is a Takonis Hagoinim that we want. From Metaltali. Upanose Nami, there's no Takonis Hagoinim on Panose. Is anan sadi shekol b'nei odom regilim lohosi b'nei seyem imetaltali. That means nowadays everyone would give from his metaltalim for the naden, for the panose, v'choshev k'moi ba'midne de posik rove k'rab Yehuda. So that's what Tosfos feels always l'aloch. Let us see the next Mishnah. Loikosav lo ksube, what is if he did not write a ksube, is besule goive mosayim, balmone mone. So without writing, automatically he owes, for besule mosayim, balmone mone. Mibneshe hu tenai bez. Kosav lo sode shove mone, tachas mosayim zuz. Let's say he owes her Messiah Zuz, and he wrote that this Sode should be Mishubit for the Ksube, and this Sode is worth a money. V'loikosavlo kol nechosem de'isli achroim l'ksubosech, chayev shehu t'nai bezn. So here is also chayev, that all the nechosem are Mishubit to pay up for the ksube. Lo im tishta boi afrakinoch vaisvinoch lilin. So what if he did not write this tnai ksube, that if she'll be captured, I'll be paid to you, and I'll take you back to be my wife. Ubikahenes, there you can't write a svinach lila into it, because if she was nishbis, so she's anashis kain shenen, so that's also labailo. About okaponim, so there the nusach was adrinach limdinosach, I'll be paid to you, and I'll bring you back to the Medina. Chai shuhu tnai bezn. This is a tnai bezn, that even though it wasn't written in the shtar, that the Baal is mechuyev livdais es ishtay. Nishbis chayev livdais. Now, we're talking about the chayev pidyon. If she was nishbis, it's chayev livdais. V'imoma haregito uksuboso v'tivdes atzmo. The body wants to do and pat himself from the seisik. Will solve the problem very quickly. He's giving her a get, and here's the ksube, and now we pay yourself, ene rashoi. Lokso, what is if she became sick? Chayv l'rapoi, says Mechiv, to be merapa. Oma regito uksuboso terape yesatzmo. So here he'll say the same thing, he'll give her a get, rashoi. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'loikosav lo kol nechosim, should be achroi, is chayev liya is kol hanechosim achroim lo. V'loyochol loyma lo einlich ele sode haksuvoloch b'shtar ksubosech, but automatically all the nechosim become meshubit. V'bikai henetz, shein yochol lekaima mishenishbitz, kaisuf lo, Afarkinoch, abipoidi vadrinoch limdinosoch, visheishes koin asura labailoim nenso. Einoi rashoi, שכבר נסחייב בפדיונו משנשבס. That means, as soon as she became nishbis, already was chal on him a chiyuv of pidyon, so he can't be mafkiya the chiyuv. Now he wants to give her a get, gesuntahet. But al kaponim, mitnai ksube, he became a chuyuv to be paida, so he has to be paida. Chayiv l'rapoiso. Now, if she's sick, he's mechuyiv to be merapa, sharafua kemezainis. Ashoi shein odom chayiv lozen grushosai. His kan shoi laben, what is the chilek between these two cases? But Lamai says she got sick before he gave her the gets. He's mechuyiv to be merapa. So the Shita Mekabetzes seems to say as follows, that the refuah, we're speaking about refuahs. So the Shita says that, let us say that the refuah is just to take antibiotics for 10 days. That's the refuah. Now, b'emesim, this refuah is equivalent to mezainis. So just like you're hungry each day, mechuyev to give you mezainis. So if you're sick, so mechuyev to give you, that means I have to give you a 10-day supply of antibiotics, because the next day you're also sick. So you need antibiotic the next day. So therefore I have to, but there's no chiyuv now to give you. That means if the Shita seems to say like this, if it would be possible to be merapah now, to give her a 10-day dosage at one time, and that would knock out her machle, so I'm mechuyev l'rapoiso, so memela, so then I can't give her a get. But l'maisa, there's no such thing. That means it's a drawn out affair. No, so pshat is that for each day that you're sick, I'm mechuyev to be metapal b'rufuoscha. So what is the difference if you're hungry each day, mechuyev? So, but there's no chiyev now to give all the medicines. There's a chiyev now to give what you need for today. So fine, for today I'll give. Now I'll give you a get also. So and tomorrow I'm not mechuyev to be mezen. Mashain came pidyon, he's mechuyev today to be poidah. So finish. So that chiyev, he's mechuyev to make the pidyon today. So that chiyev will not fall off by giving her a get. Rabbi Kevega brings down a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba is Medayik. Rabbi Kevega brings down a Tshuvas HaRashba that the Rashba says, the Mishnah says, Omar Harei Gito Uksuboso Terape Yes Atzmo. Rashoi is allowed to do it. He wants to give her a get. Gesundheit. But so the Rashba is medayik, but he has to give her, pay up. The Rashoi is dafka if he gives her a ksuba also. That means this Eitze is only Rashoi, that's how he's medayik from our Mishnah. He's only Rashoi to patazir if he pays her up the ksuba. If he doesn't pay her up the ksuba, well, now let me give you a get. The ksuba, we'll see when I'll get money, I'll pay you the ksuba. So the Rashba says then he's not permitted to give her a get if he won't pay up the ksuba, and he's medayik this from the lashon of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Moni Rab Meiri, the Omar kol apoiches lepsula mimosayim ulalmona mimona reizu bilasnus. The Rabbi Yehuda Omar rotza koisev lepsula shtar shal mosayim, v'kaisebes iskabalti mimcho mone, la mone mone v'hi kaisebes iskabalti mimcho chamishim zuz. Let us see Rashi. Plukte derameye v'Rabbi Yehuda bepeik afalpi. V'hi kaisebes iskabalti, loshen shoivel. Afilu loinis kablo. Aces, so Rabbi Yehuda said that she could be moichel a chelik of the ksube. Ula Rab Meir, Eina yechoyla limchel bi'oida tachta. She's unable to be meichel. She can't be meichel. Umas nisen nami diktoni loikosov lo ksube goive ksubosa shleimo kosal kedaitoch vafilu mochlo. This is the Gemara that Havamin understood that it is speaking about that she was meichel. Choloifim, leikosav lo ksube. So, the alkochol, she has to be goyve mosayim. There's no eitzah that she should get less than mosayim. And the Gemara understood that it's speaking about a filu, she was meichel de ksube. So, the reish is going according to Rameya. According to Rabbi Yehudev, she's meichel, so he doesn't over a whole, whatever she's meichel is mochel. Eima seife, kosav lo sode shove mone tachas mosayim zuz. He wrote her that this sode, which is shove mone, should be mishubit for the mosayim zuz. Loi kosav lo kol nechosim de isli achroin liksubosech. He wasn't mishabed all his nechosim that they should be achoy for the ksube. Chayev. So here it says that all the nechosim automatically become chayev, that become achoy for the ksube. Shehu tenai bezn. So the Gemara says, so the seif is ason l'Rab Yehuda. The oma achay is to seifahu. So the seif is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The I Rabbi Meir ha'oma achayis lav to seifahu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, achroin l'ksubosech, he did not write that the old in the chosim should be achroin l'ksubosech, ha'pshinishtabdu nechosov. Because al kedaitach, the Gemara understood, nishtabdu בכל דין שיבוט, כאילו נכתב בסייך השטר, ומימכר נחוסוב, תתרויף לקוחס. That's how the Gemara understood. So the Gemara understood two things, that the Reish is speaking about, that he owes a Messiah, afilo she was Meichel. And the Sefer means that automatically, the Nechosim become Meshubid Yekedmon from Lekuches, even though it was not written in the Shtar. Also, Rabbi Yehuda, the Oma, Rabbi Yehuda hold, Shtar Shaloi Nichta Voyachrayis. If you have a Shtar, and in the Shtar it's not written that all my Nechosim should be Achroi for the Choyf, is loy midas ha-mal v'nase, I don't assume, oh, why wasn't this written? Because the malva did not want to be mishabed. The loy midas ha-mal v'nase, and we say there's no shibut, el sefer tor, v'reyu k'mishen nichta v'teiref mina mishubode. So, I don't assume that what the achrayas were not written in the shtar is a raya that the malve was mevatar on the schus ligvois memeshubodim. Now I say that it wasn't written, the sefer forgot to write it. So Rabbi Yehuda holds achrayas, that what is not written achrayas in the shtar, that is not a gilui on the das ha-malve, no, I assume it's a toy sefer. So dira meyer oma achai is lavto seiferu. This not mozo shitrei choif. A person finds a shtar choif. Im yesh bem achai is nechosim, lo yachzer. If a person found a shtar choif. Now, if there's achai is nechosim in the shtar choif, that means that the malve kedmon from lekuches lo yachzer. So then the moitzi aveda does not return the shtar to the malve. שבזן נפרוי מהם, because בזן will be goive from the לקוחס. אין בהם אחייס נחוסם, if there's no אחייס נחוסם, יחזו, שאין בזן נפרוי מהם דברי רב מאיר, that's what רב מאיר holds. וחכומים אומרים, אחד זה ואחד זה לא יחזר, שבזדן נפרוי מהם, because בזדן is נפרוי אפילו, this is the חכומים or רב יהודה. That means even though there's not written in the shtar, achayis nechosnim, aber lemais, if the malva gets hold of the shtar, he'll be goyver from the lekuchis, is therefore you're not permitted to return it to the malva. Let us see Rashi. Yesh behem achayis nechosim, sheshibed loive nechosov looisai malve. It says beferish is meshabdes nechosim. Lo yachzirenu moitze lemalve. So then the one who found it is not permitted to give it to the malve. Vafilu haloive moide shuchayiv loy. Afilu the loive is moide. He says, I didn't lose the shtar, the malve lost the shtar. Afal pikin, you're not permitted to give it to the malva. Meforish osam, why? The chayshin in shema polo. I'm chayish, there's a reyesid in the fila. That means, if this would be a good shtar, it's not mistaver that it would be lost. As something that's worth money, a person puts in a secure place. If we see the shtar, that got lost, so Mestome, between you and me, we should assume that Mestome, the loive, paid up the chayve ready. The malve gave him back the shtar, so really now the shtar is worthless. His memele, so the loive wasn't too careful about the shtar, so he lost it. Now, so that's the reyesid in the fila. The reyesid in the fila tells us we should really think Mestome is a shtar perua. But now, when the person found it, the loive comes to him and tells him, he says, you know, it's the malva lost the shtar. So, the chayshina, we don't trust the loive. The chayshina in shema porei, mina loive no. For that's what we're chayish. Aye, why should you be chayish for such a thing? The loive himself says that the malva lost it. Vizeshu moide atzas knunye hi beinayim. Litroif lekuchos v'yechalku b'neim. That he wants that they should mon again. The malva will mon again from the lekuchos, and then since he was made that the malva lost it, so he and the malva will divide up the profits. V'chachomim oimrim. So memelus according to Rameya. It says, if there's no achayis nechosim, so there's nothing but to worry about. If the loive says that the malva lost it, so then yevei dos baldin kmei edim domi. There won't be any knunya over him. V'chachomim oimrim, the achayis to soiferu, v'torif memishabdi, and if, even though there's no achayis nechosim in the shtar, but the malva will still mon from the mishabodim, ומאפסד לקוחס ובני פלוקת דרמיה רב יהודה הבה בדאי שבדאי הויו. That means that Rabbi Yehuda was the Baal Plukta of Rameya, and therefore, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds Achayis to Sefer, and Rameya holds Achayis Lav to Sefer. So in our Mishnah, the Reish is going according to Rameya, and the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is very shver. Fregte gemore reiche rameya ve sefer rab Yehuda ve chitay mekul rab Meir he maybe you say no. But really the Mishnah is going according to rab Meir. Ay, rab Meir holds achrayis is lav to a sefer. And if there's no achrayis, I assume that the stack in no shibud. In our Mishnah, it says that you do mon, even though he just wrote down that he's mishabed a karka sheshav mon, you mon from all the karkois. Vishani leila rameya ben ksube leshitri. That rameya holds is a different between a shtar ksube and other shtaris. He says, "Taksube." He holds. He say, "Achayis that you could be goyve, even though the achayis were not written in the shtar." What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Vishani lei the biksube islei achayis to sefer." Here it says on the side, "Vafel gav the bishitre imrinen lav to sefer hu biksube meida hoyled it my bezno." So Memele, so there I say that automatically you can be goyve menachosam yishubot. So Memele, so I'll say kula rameya. So the Gemara says it's not true. Umishanile, is there a difference between, according to rameya, is there a difference between ksub and other shtores? Vosanya, we learned about raise, chamisha goyven mina mechuror. There are five that are goive from the chosim b'nei chayim. Ve'elu hein, peiris, u'shvach peiris, ve'mekabel olav lozines ben ishtoi u'bas ishtoi, ve'get choiv she'ein bo yachayis, u'ksubes isho she'ein bo achayis. So anegei alonu, here it says, anegei alonu is these last two halachas. A get choiv she'ein bo yachayis. In zeshtar choiv she'ein bo yachayis, you only man from b'nei chayim. You don't man from mishabodim. Uksubes isha she'ein bo yachayis. Is man shamet lei da'oma achayis lav to sefer. Who is the one that says get choiv she'ein bo yachayis? You only can man from b'nei chayim, you can't man from mishabodim. Rameya, uktoni ksubes isha. We see the same rameya does not differentiate between a ishtar choiv and a ksubes isha. So memela, so we're back to the kasha. Let us see Rashi, mina mechororim, im yesh nechosim b'nei choirim, eitzel achayiv nigvin. Im lav ein nigve mina meshubode. Peiris ushvach peiris, kedes nabe meseches gitten. Ein meitzien lachiris peiris ulushvach kakois menachosem meshubodim bibnei tikon ha'olam. Now what does this mean? What does this mean? Peiris ushvach peiris. Bishnaim oichsim betales meforish. The Gemara explains. Lachilas peiris ushvach kakois keitzat. Harei shegozol sode mechaberim. Reuven stole a field from Shimon. Umocho la'acher, and now Reuven sold this field to Levi. Levi was unaware, bechlal, that this field had once belonged to Shimon. He bought a field from Reuven. No, it's his field, supposedly. Vishbicho, and he was mashbich the field. Barei, and now, Shimon takes Levi to Din Torah. Rabbi Yid, you bought a stolen field. So the field belongs to me. Barei, so Memele Bezen Paskins, that the field goes back to Shimon. Barei, he yoitze bedin mitachas yad lekeach, im shvach sheishbiach alekeach. So now this field belongs to Shimon, together with the shvach. Bezevel ubenir. He fertilized it. He plowed the field. Ve'im peiris shebo. And if this peiris on the field, shehanigzal terfo mimenu. The nigzal, it seems, is goyve everything from the lekeach. Nakshu choizer ala moicher shemocho loy bachayis. Now. This Reuven, who was a Goslin, when he stole the field, when he sold it to Levi, so he wrote in the shtar that I'm selling you the field, and mekabel achayis, if this field will ever be taken away from you, I'll pay you whatever loss you'll have. So, kshehu choizer al hamoicha shemocheloi b'achayis, goive keren minachosem mishubodim. So the Karen is goyve menachosem mishubodim. Because that the lekuches can be nizer. They know that Reuven sold the field they know that Reuven sold the field and it was Mekabel Achais on the field. So Keneged the Keren, how much the field was worth, the Lekuches know to be Nizer. Ushvach min Achosim b'nei Choyrim v'loi min HaMeshubodim. But the Shvach, which Reuven was also Mekabel on himself to pay Levi, that he can only mon from the Chosim b'nei Choyrim v'loi min HaMeshubodim. B'mnei tikon ha'olam. This is a tikon ha'olam, l'fi she'en k'tzuvim. Ve'en alekeich yedeya b'kam alizoyl. So meil, there was a takone, that on shvach karkois, you do not mon peiris on shvach karkois. These are in yonim, which the lekuches cannot be nizel. So this, we're not goivim. The next Rashi will skip over at the present time. I just want to learn the get choiv kol shtoreis nikroin get. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. He says you cannot say that Rab Meir differentiated between a shtar choiv and a ksube, because in this beraisa it says get choiv shein barachayis ksubesi shein barachayis. Can only be goyvim and the chosim b'nei chayim.